welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Hey.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon. We do this every Tuesday.
Yeah. Help us support our families.
Yeah. And this first one comes from Deleted.
Ooh.
And it's called The Beach. And the tags are not safe for work, public sex, funny.
Funny.
Allie, 20 years old, is a cute girl with medium-length brown hair standing at 5'8". Oh, she's a tall girl.
Yeah, that's a tall bitch.
She keeps in good health and shape, but isn't a fitness nut either. One of her favorite activities is swimming, and growing up, she would jump at any opportunity to go to the beach as she was in love with the water and was at her happiest, basking in the warmth of the sun. Allie did okay in school, but she always had known college was not in her wheelhouse, so after graduating high school, she would work a plethora of part-time jobs to make money. As is the case with part-time jobs, Allie was never in love with the work, and she was constantly trying to think of how to make more of her life and find something she really enjoyed to do. At the back of her mind was always, how could I make a living with my love of the beach and swimming? One day, it clicked. She could be a lifeguard. In high school, she enjoyed health class. Learning about the human body and enjoyed learning CPR, and the idea of helping people was always a passion of hers. As soon as spring break rolled around, Allie searched around for a lifeguard jobs and went through the CPR certification courses so that when she found a position, she would be ready to go. Before long, she got responses from different beaches she applied to be a guard at, and after interviewing at a few, she was hired. Allie was so happy, and of all of the beaches, this was her favorite one as a child. Serendipity.
Oh, where's this heading?
I don't know. Allie, of course, loved the job. She sat perched in the lifeguard tower, monitoring her section of the beach for any trouble, sporting a red one-piece bathing suit that really conformed to her body, showing off her figure. Okay, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, but also, like, what else is a swimsuit gonna do?
She's always a loose-ass swimsuit.
Yeah, baggy as hell.
Allie is a reserved and shy girl, but was friendly and open when you got to know her. Some of her other female coworkers at the beach would often complain about getting oodling looks from guys, but Allie didn't mind so much. She found it quite flattering, in fact. Allie had been single all her life, despite her good looks, and in private was always very intrigued by sex. But she worked a lot during and after high school and was usually too tired outside of that to go out and try to meet guys and never really had success with dating apps. So she got her fix solely by viewing porn and masturbating, as well as being naked whenever she could. Girl, go get some dick. It's not that hard.
Yeah. What kind of grueling work are you doing that you can't, like, have a hangout with somebody after work for a couple hours?
Said multiple part-time jobs, too. So, like...
Yeah, girl. Come on. Go get some wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I love that it's like being naked whenever she could. Like, that gets her off. Okay.
And she's like, ugh, I'm naked. Yes.
Look at my naked body. Oh, well, the next sentence explains it.
Allie considers herself a nudist/naturalist and believes strongly in the free the nipple movement. All right.
Okay.
A free spirit.
Yes.
One day while working, sitting in the lifeguard tower, she saw a man who appeared distressed, as if he lost something in the water, but was clearly not drowning or in serious danger. So she just kept an eye on him and continued scanning the beach as usual. This man was William, standing 5'10 with short brown hair. William has a very similar life to Allie, the only difference being William went to college and enjoyed the beach, but was not nearly as fond of it as Allie. William went to college for film and now works at a production company working on short feature films. In his free time, he makes passion projects for his YouTube channel. William is also a frequent porn viewer, and as a filmmaker, it has been a long dream of his to shoot his own porn videos, but had never had luck with girls, and even if he had, felt awkward about proposing the ideas to one he was intimate with, fearful of being judged. William came to the beach with his friends that day who were sitting back at their spot on the sand, while William went for a quick swim with the plan if, returning shortly, he just wanted to cool off.
Okay.
That day, William made the mistake of wearing an older bathing suit that didn't totally fit him. While in the water, the drawstrings on the suit loosened, and when a wave was coming, William pushed himself up off the ocean floor to keep his head above the higher water level before the wave crashed. When he did that, his bathing suit came off due to his upward momentum. Ugh, a nightmare.
Oh, scary.
William looked around for a bit but couldn't find the suit anywhere. He was panicked, looking up and down at the sand, searching for his friends, but he couldn't see them in part because they sat further up from the water and because William had drifted further away, as tends to happen at the beach. Seeing no other options, William spotted the lifeguard stand and began waving his arms to Allie. Allie is scanning another part of the beach when she slowly scans back to William. She spots his arms waving and decides to go investigate. William feels some relief that the lifeguard is coming to help, but is nervous because it's Allie, a girl. Allie reaches William in the water. Allie, are you okay, sir? William, yes, it's just that my bathing suit came off and I can't find it. I looked for my friends to help me, but I couldn't see them, so I figured getting your help was the best option. Allie has a slight smile. Allie, ah, okay, don't worry, sir. We will figure this out together. William, thank you. I am William, by the way. You can just call me Will. Allie, I'm Allie. Aw, cute.
A little meet cute.
Will, nice to meet you. Allie, nice to meet you too, Will. Or should I say, Willie? Both chuckle.
Okay.
She said, get it? Because your dick's out. Allie thinks as she looks around. Allie, okay, I have a plan. It's not perfect, but it's the best option, all things considered. Will, okay, what is it? Allie, well, I'm going to remove my bathing suit and we can cover our lower halves and make a run for the changing rooms.
What?
You're just going to have tits out at your job?
Yeah, what the fuck? Why does that make things better?
She said, if we're both naked, then you don't have to be embarrassed.
Oh, and you know what? She is a nudist.
She is. She is.
So she's probably like, oh my God. Hey.
Will, but then you will be naked too. Allie, do you have a better idea? I figure this way it takes some of the embarrassment off of your conscience, and at least no one has to see your penis, my vagina, and our butts. People will get over seeing bare breasts. They all either have them, will get some later, look at them online all the time, or will eventually. Will, when you put it that way, it's actually not a bad idea, all things considered. Allie, right. Okay, are you ready? Will, as ready as I'll ever be. Want me to turn around? Allie, no, I don't really care. Stare all you want. Will, okay then. They both smile. He said, I'm gonna fucking stare.
He's like, show me your titties.
Allie removes her bathing suit and hands one end to Will. They wrap it around their lower halves, covering as much as they can. Allie, on the count of three, we run for it. Allie and Will. One, two, three. Allie and Will begin running awkwardly through the water while doing their best to hold the bathing suit stretched across themselves. They finally make it out of the water and run by the beachgoers in utter shock at what they are seeing. Allie's boobs bounce and jiggle wildly as a result of running, and everyone is staring, but the pair are too focused on getting to privacy to notice. Yeah, because she is on the clock, and now she's naked. That's why they're staring.
Everyone's probably like, okay, lifeguard, what the fuck?
At last, they reach a changing room. The changing rooms give some, but not total privacy. Anyone seeking to look in from the outside easily could. About 8 feet tall with a triangular roof held up by four wooden posts with wooden boards in between on three sides and a door on the remaining side. Below the boards is a 2-foot gap to the ground, making anyone inside's feet visible, and a slightly larger gap above between the top of wooden boards and the roof. The floor of the changing room is made up of 2x4s. That sounds like a janky ass changing room.
Yeah, that sounds like a liability.
Uh-huh. Allie and Will, inside the changing room, drop the bathing suit from around their waists. Will, what now? Allie, I will get my suit back on and go get a towel somewhere to cover you up. Why wouldn't you have just brought him a towel in the water?
Literally, she could have gotten out of the water and been like, hey, let me go find a towel, bring it to him. Boom, problem solved.
Yeah.
She just wanted to fuck this man. She just wanted to fuck him.
Yeah. Will, okay, cool. Allie, but before I do, I gotta say, I'm sorry for being so forward, but I can't resist. You are the first guy I've ever seen naked in person, and if you're down, I think we should fuck. You're on the clock, girl.
She doesn't care. She can get another part-time job.
That's true. Will, oh, wow. Well, funny enough, you're the first girl I have ever seen naked in person. Allie, I could tell. So, how about my proposal? Allie reaches to touch Will's penis. Allie, may I? Will, sure. Yeah, I'm totally down. Where do you want to go to do it? Allie moves closer to Will, putting her hand gently on Will's balls and pressing her naked body against his. Allie, sensually. I was thinking we'd do it right here. Will, ooh, risky. I like that. They make out a little bit, Allie fondling Will's balls. She pulls away from his lips and whispers in his ear, Allie, you can touch my pussy. Don't be shy. Oh, she is a forward virgin.
She is. She's brave.
They continue kissing with Will pushed up against one of the changing room walls. Will begins rubbing Allie's vagina while she continues fondling his balls. Why are you going for balls? Go for dick. What are you doing?
I know. I don't think I touched balls on my first time.
No, definitely not. Allie, I'm going to suck your cock now, and after, you're going to eat me out. Will whispers back, whatever you say, baby. Okay. I would be like, you're not a virgin. No virgin talks like this.
No.
Allie slowly crouches down, her ass and vagina now fully visible in the lower opening of the changing rooms. Ew. She grabs Will's cock, now fully erect, strokes it a bit before putting it in her mouth, and passionately sucks it. This goes on for a couple minutes, both moaning. Will tries to subdue his moans while Allie doesn't hold back. Allie takes Will's penis out of her mouth and stands up. She lifts one leg up, placing it on one of the walls. Will takes the cue and begins to eat Allie out while simultaneously rubbing her pussy. Allie moans excessively throughout Will eating her out. Allie takes her leg down, turns around, sticking her ass out, and humorously wiggles it and directs Will to fuck her. Allie, Will's willy, come on in.
Oh my God.
You're a weirdo.
What kind of virgin is this?
No, she's a fake virgin. Will complies, inserting his penis into Allie's vagina, slowly both letting out moans and grunts, this being their first real sex experience. Will thrusts slowly at first and picks up speed over time. Will takes his penis out, turns Allie around, her back now pressed against the wall, reinserts his penis, and continues thrusting faster and harder. Allie moans very loudly. Will grunts and moans, still trying to stay on the quiet side. Will, how close are you? Allie can barely get the words out. Allie, ve moans re close.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. Will, want me to pull out? Allie, no, I want you to come inside me, baby. Will, tell me when. Oh my God, this girl's trying to trap you.
Yep.
He continues thrusting for a minute when Allie comes hard, spraying everywhere. Allie, come for me, baby. Come right inside me. Will comes inside Allie, slowing his thrust to a complete stop as he does. He takes his penis out and cum drips on the ground. Ew, people have to step on that. Sick.
Yeah, you're at the beach.
Yeah.
A family beach.
After taking some deep breaths, Allie puts her bathing suit back on. Allie, that was great. Did you enjoy it? Will, absolutely. One of the greatest experiences of my life, honestly. Ha ha. Today really turned around. Allie smiles. Allie, okay, let me go get you that towel. As Allie exits the changing room, she realizes that they've drawn a crowd, one member of which is her boss. Ooh, you're fucking fired, Allie.
Yep. I mean, kind of a creep thing to do.
Boss, Allie, we need to talk. First, though, here's a towel for your friend. Internally, Allie figured this was a likely outcome, but her desire and satisfaction ultimately outweighed the potential risk. Yeah, now you're a sex offender with no job.
Yeah.
Allie brings a towel to Will and then goes with her boss to talk. Will exits the changing room, noticing the crowd as he fiddles with the towel to get it to stay up without holding it. Will spots his friends toward the back of the crowd and meets up with them. Friend 1, what the hell just happened? Will, well, for one, I just lost my virginity in a tiny beach changing room, so that's fucking nuts. Friend 2, holy shit, nice dude. Will looks off to the side to try and see where Allie went, but she was gone. Will, yeah, I bet she's getting fired right now, but it was her idea, so... Friend 2, she initiated? That's amazing, bro. Allie walks out of a little shack and goes to join Will and his friends. Will, so what happened? Allie, I got fired. Will, damn, are you okay? Allie smiles. Allie, totally fine. I'm with you after all. Will, I'm flattered.
Oh, God.
I know. Was your boss harsh on you? Allie, no, actually he hooked me up with another lifeguard gig at a nude beach. Isn't that awesome? He said, this beach is not for you. Go to the slutty nude beach.
Yeah. He's like, there's families here.
Will, that's awesome. I didn't even know they had lifeguards at nude beaches. Why wouldn't they?
What? You just want them to fucking drown?
They're naked. Let them drown.
Yeah.
Allie, me either, but I'm really happy. So, who are your friends? Will, I'm happy for... Friend 1, I'm Robert. Friend 2, I'm Neil. Robert reaches out for a handshake. Allie, probably not a good idea. I just had my hand on Will's cock. They all laugh.
Ugh.
Okay. Will, all right, let's get out of here. We're getting weird looks. They all depart the beach. To be continued, ... She's going to go gangbang now.
Yeah, she is. And this next one comes from Stories from GA. And it says, I, male 41, got some booty from her, female 29, after she used the toilet. And the tags are stinky butt, humiliation, SPH, dominatrix, feet, ass worship, ass job, hand job. What's SPH?
Small penis humiliation.
Oh, fun. Yo, what's up, Reddit? So check this out. I went to a swingers club last Friday by myself to see if I was going to score. I walk in and immediately saw a sexy BBW white woman. Big, beautiful white. That's, you're saying the same thing.
Big, beautiful woman, white woman.
Yeah. She was at the bar by herself. I approach her with a smile and a hand extended. Hello, beautiful. My name is Name. Can I talk to you for a second? Why does it say that?
Insert name here.
Okay. The white woman immediately rejected me. Your breath stinks. She then blows me a kiss. The white woman reaches into her purse and hands me a stick of chewing gum. I take the gum and slide into my mouth. Me, can we talk now? Her, I'm Star. Me, you got a boyfriend? Star, I have a sugar daddy. Me, okay, so would he mind if we hung out? Star, no, he wouldn't. Come on.
Why'd you say anything?
Yeah, why? Star proceeds to walk her big round ass to the back as I surely followed. I gripped my penis and grinned graciously. We head to the women's bathroom. Star grabs me by my shirt and pulls me into one of the stalls. She stares at me, my 2-inch penis throbbing.
Oh no.
All right.
That is a small penis.
That's tiny. Star, you stand here while I use the bathroom. Star then playfully and softly slaps me in the face. She provocatively pulls her panties down and plops on the toilet. No seat cover. No toilet paper for protection.
Ew, Star, you're a menace.
You're crazy, girl. Okay, I guess getting lucky with my big butt nasty over here is better than having to continue to sleep with blue balls.
The story's gold.
Anyways, she begins to pee. So I'm thinking in my head, like, all right, maybe she'll piss real quick and then I can clap her booty cheeks. As I quickly start unbuttoning my pants and pulling down my drawers, the loudest fart I have ever heard from a woman came out of Star's anus.
Star.
Star, you're out of control, girl. I paused for a second, startled. Star slaps me gently on the thigh. Star, hurry up and pull your pants down before I change my mind. Snap out of it. I did. I can't let this opportunity pass up. So I dropped my drawers and pulled my shirt up for her to see my penis. Star, aw, it's so cute. Peekaboo, little buddy. Oh my God, oh my God. Kill myself. As she starts to poke and pet the head of my penis while making funny pet comments, Star suddenly starts letting out a slow, funky bowel movement that lasts for about 30 seconds straight. Oh my God. Her bowels were wet and slow. Star starts making strained faces as she bows her head down and places her hands on her knees like she was about to start twerking.
On the toilet?
I guess so. I placed my shirt over my nose to avoid inhaling the horrible odor coming from Star's booty hole. Star lifts her head up and begins to exhale repeatedly. She then takes her index and thumb and starts slowly pulling my penis as if she was pulling a small doorknob.
Star.
I stand my back straight while my head is lifted high to the ceiling. My eyes are open wide with my mouth wide open. I begin groaning very loudly, the best way to describe my sexual groan sound. Imagine if I was in the hospital after a bad car accident. I am being fed through a tube and I'm trying to scream in agony, but I can't open my mouth. There you go. Anyways, what's happening?
That's what your sex sound sounds like?
Ah, ha, ba, 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 ga, 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 ooh, ah. Please do not ask me in the comment section why I sound like a damn chimpanzee. All right. As I am groaning loudly and weirdly, Star is just pooping her life away. The toilet water is constantly splashing with Star's giant turds. The funk is now starting to sink deeper through my shirt. There is no escaping that smell. My eyes begin watering as they turn red. Star is tugging harder and harder and harder, then faster. Me. Ah, my pee-pee, my pee-pee. Ah, my pee-pee. Star, what's wrong with your pee-pee? Me, my pee-pee nut. What the fuck? Star lets go of my penis with a hard pull and snatch away that makes me yelp and bend my knees. Star, I'm almost finished and you can slide it in for a minute since it seems like you're a minute man anyway. Hee hee. Star finishes pooping. Before getting up, she reaches back and flushes. Star stands up and slowly turns around, spreading her butt cheeks.
She didn't wipe?
No. Her ass is wet with dookie water. Her booty hole is brown and slimy. Ew. But goddamn, that she started twerking and that ass had me hypnotized. While already buckling at the knees of that powerful finger job, I begin squeezing her booty cheeks. Star, lick my butt crack. Without question, I cucked up and stuffed my whole face in that butt. I motorboated her funky cheeks. Even though the smell was horrendous, at least I can say I got some booty some kind of way.
My eyes are literally watering. This is so funny.
He's gonna wake up with some pink eye.
Yeah, for sure.
For about 10 minutes straight, I bashed my face until she said it was enough. Before I began gagging for air, Star let out a massive poot that pushed my head back. A poo. My face had light doo-doo streaks scattered on my face. But it was worth it. Star, you're welcome. I'm done. Me. Thank you so much, Star. Can I get your number? Star. No, because your dick's the same size as my sugar daddy, but I can definitely tell that he makes way more money than you. I quickly shut my mouth, pull my drawers and pants up, and walk out the bathroom. As I begin walking down the hallway passing other men, I start to have a pep in my step. Out of the blue, a woman yells out, "My pee-pee! My pee!" in a mocking fashion. I turn around and it's a Hispanic woman, about 40, who overheard me moaning. "Hispanic woman, I was in the bathroom, little dick."
Oh my god.
All of a sudden, men and women all turned to me and started laughing. I grin nervously and try to walk it off. But two attractive 6-foot dominatrix women grabbed my skinny toothpick arms with ease. While I couldn't move from these two women's grip, I played it off by just standing there, smiling. Me, hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Next thing I know, the Hispanic woman runs over to me and jerks my pants with drawers all the way down to my shoes. The entire swingers club starts wooing and laughing and clapping. I didn't know whether or not the people were impressed by my 2.5-inch cock, or if they were laughing at me like a big fucking cuck loser. The Hispanic woman takes her thumb and index finger and starts shaking my penis while laughing. The two dominatrix women finally let my arms go, and the one on the right slaps my butt cheeks. I quickly pull my pants up and power walk towards the door. As I'm walking, the Hispanic woman starts trotting behind me, still laughing and taunting me. Hispanic woman, hey, little dick, you coming back, handsome? No, you're bullying him.
Yeah, you're just pantsed his ass.
Yeah. I stop in my tracks and quickly turn around. The Hispanic woman's face is red from laughter. I have an embarrassed smile on my face. Me, yeah, I'll be back if you'll be here. Hispanic woman, yeah, I don't live too far from here, so I'm pretty much here every weekend. Me, cool. Can I get your number?
Why? She assaulted you.
Yeah, you need to stand up. Get some self-respect.
For real.
Hispanic woman, yeah, send me a picture of that little dick. Oh, yeah, no more blue balls.
Okay.
I just got a fire-ass finger drop from a big, funky, booty white girl. Now I got this Hispanic MILF who loves little penis. Ew. Life is looking so much better for me right now. To be continued. Shout out to all my little dick men out there. Keep your head up. If I can make it, so can you.
Aw, that's so nice.
Nobody upvoted it.
Everyone was like, okay.
Yeah, that was a beautiful story.
I don't remember the last time I laughed so hard at a Reddit story.
I know, it's been a minute.
And this next one comes from GolfGoob7.
Yeah.
And the title is Erectile Dysfunction and the New Nurse.
What a title.
Oh, no.
I don't think we've ever had erectile dysfunction.
No, I don't think so. It's first.
caught my eye. I check in and wait my turn. After a few minutes, a new nurse calls me to the back. She is reading my records as we are going to the exam room. She hesitates, then asks why I'm here. So you're here for erectile dysfunction? Yes. Looks like you've been here several times for this. Are you still having the same complications? Yes. The pretty nurse practitioner has helped me in the past, but it only lasts a month or so. Okay, just put on this gown and she'll be in a few minutes. A few minutes later, the nurse and the nurse practitioner comes in. Hello, Ed. Still having the same problems? It looks like it's been almost 2 months since you were here last. Looks like you're making progress. Yes, sometimes I can get an erection, but only for a short time. I can't even start having sex and it goes down. Okay, just lay back and I'll take a look and see if anything has changed. I lay back on the exam table and she opens my gown and starts to examine me. She is feeling around the whole area without touching my dick and balls. She then starts to feel my sack and then moves up to my dick. No erection. Okay, just like always, no erection yet. Let me give you a little stimulation and see what happens.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what kind of nurse is this?
Yeah, I bet you so many men go to this clinic and they're like, oh no, I have erectile dysfunction. Touch it.
Touch my wiener. She starts to move her hand up and down my shaft. After a few strokes, she puts some lube on her hand and continues. After a minute, you can see me start to get erect. She increases the speed and within 2 minutes, I'm fully hard. Okay, I see you are fully erect. Let's see what happens when I stop the stimulation. I look over at the nurse, Katie, and she has this shocked look on her face. I'm not sure if it's because of my erection or what the nurse practitioner did to create it. After a minute, it starts to go down. Well, that didn't work. Let's try a different stimulation. Please stand up. I stand up and the nurse practitioner comes over right in my face. She has heels on and I'm 6'2" and she's almost looking me eye to eye. She grabs my semi-hard dick and starts rubbing it. She leans to my ear quietly, speaks to me, but loud enough for Katie to hear. Fuck, your dick is so big. I wish my husband had this big of a dick. I'd fuck him every day if he did. My pussy is so wet from feeling your hard cock. Do you want to feel? Do you want to taste my wet pussy? I nod my head yes.
Oh my God.
I know. This is aggressive.
It is. I don't think this is what you're supposed to do for erectile dysfunction.
Not at all. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to prescribe a little pill and send them on their way.
Yeah, but she's like, I'm going to help you. You are my passion project.
She's like, I'm going to low-key molest you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope you like it.
I think he does.
Yeah, he's a man. They're simple. She let go of me, steps back and reaches up her skirt and pulls off her black panties. She steps back over to me and puts her panties in my face while grabbing my dick again. Can you feel how wet they are? Smell them. Do I smell good? Open your mouth. Taste me.
Oh my God.
I know. She just shoves her underwear in his mouth like,
eat it.
Yeah. I open my mouth and she puts her panties in my mouth. Oh, she does.
Okay.
Just for a couple of seconds and pulls them out. Do I taste good? Do you want more? I nod yes again. And she puts them in my mouth again for about 10 seconds and pulls them out. The whole time she is stroking my dick. Are you ready to come? I want you to come. Come hard. Do you want to come in my panties?
Oh my God.
She's scaring me.
Who is this nurse?
No, take her license. I nod yes, and she takes her panties and puts them on my dick and starts stroking fast. My body is shaking hard as I come in her panties. After I'm done, she unwraps her panties from my dick. She looks over at Katie with a smile on her face. Katie is still in shock. She tells me to get dressed as she is writing something in my charts. After I'm dressed, she comes over to me and gives me her opinion on my problem. I think all you need is continuous stimulation. I tell you what, Ed, I'm not working tomorrow and I'm about to get off. Why don't you follow me home and we can fuck all night and all day tomorrow?
What the fuck? She said, I am taking you under my wing. You will be getting erections from this day forward.
You will come with me, baby.
She's not even getting paid for this.
No, I think she like hates her husband.
I think maybe she doesn't even work there.
I think she doesn't have a husband or work there.
Yeah.
She's just looking for a man.
Yeah, she's found one.
Yeah, an easy one at that.
Also, I just realized his name is Ed and he has ED. Hilarious.
That is funny. Do you really mean it? Yes, but only if you want to. Of course I do. I go over to her, give her a kiss, and put my hand up the front of her skirt and feel her pussy. What? This is shocking.
She did it first.
She did. Wow, you are super wet. I love you, Kat. put those cum-soaked panties on and let's go home.
What?
What the fuck is happening? Kitty is a total shock still. I don't think she has blinked in the 10 minutes or so we've been in the room. We leave her in the room alone. As Katie walks out of the room, one of the other nurses asks her if she's okay. She shakes her head no. The nurse looks at her and laughs. Looks like you've met Kat's husband. Did they give you a good show?
Oh, they're married. Okay.
Funny. Katie finally realizes what is going on. Oh my gosh, it makes sense now. He's her husband. Damn, she is so lucky. No, I think he is the lucky one. The end.
I think Katie is a victim.
Yeah, Katie was actually sexually harassed? Assaulted? Is that assault?
I don't know. I feel like I would feel assaulted.
Yeah, something definitely happened to her though. That's not fair. She did not consent to that.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. Come on back next week.
Check out Patreon.
Do it. That was kind of mean. Sorry.